Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
She has to slip it in during the news because Kevin won't let her in the studio.
Not true.
It's disgusting what you've done. Well, we did that poll earlier in the year, and she got 80% of the vote.
Only because you kept spending... You were up so late that night making sure to click Sarah Bartlett's name. I mean, it's a wonder you got up in time to do the show the next day.
If you wish, we can revisit and put the poll back up again.
No, thank you for playing.
Kansas City won this afternoon, beat the slumping Indians 6-3, who, by the way, are behind the White Sox in the division. Minnesota, which in order for them to win, they have to have everything perfect, were really good today. They beat the A's 4-0. Tampa Bay and the White Sox are in the bottom of the ninth at St. Petersburg. The White Sox, who lead the Indians now in the Central, lead Tampa Bay 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. But Tampa Bay's threatening. They have two on in the bottom of the ninth. San Diego leads the Cubs 6-3. That game is in the bottom of the fifth at Wrigley. The Phillies, meanwhile, play the Mets again tonight at Citi Field. And of course, we had Chris Wheeler on yesterday. We appreciate the time he gave us yesterday, just like we appreciated what Guy Gadowski gave us today as well. So Cliff Lee gets the ball tonight, who's been sterling. He hasn't won a game. But he has a 2.82 ERA, and just like everything else he does, the last time out against the Cardinals, he went 7 innings, gave up 3 runs, and had a no decision.
Again.
And... he'll be opposed this evening for the Mets by Dylan G, 4-3, 4.92.
If you're Cliff Lee, second
time, by the way, they've faced each other. Yeah.
If you're Cliff Lee, do you go into the dugout after about 5 innings of, you know, pitching, you know, maybe 1 run ball and go, "Hey guys, really, just 1 or 2 singles here and there, score a run, really appreciate it. Thanks. I'll give you some money even."
$21 million a year, he could. Vance Worley, Roy Halladay, Jim Thome, Ryan Howard, Carlos Ruiz, Chase Utley, Michael Martinez, Justin DeFreitas, and Felipe Almonte, all on the disabled list right now. Ruiz is listed as day-to-day. Well, he's not on the disabled list. Ruiz is day-to-day. Utley is on the 15-day.
Every 15 days.
Martinez is on the 60-day. DeFreitas is on the 60-day. Howard is on the 15-day.
Again, every 15 days he's on.
Tommy's on the 15-day. Halladay, 15 days. I guess, well, he could be back in 45. And Vance Worley was on the 15-day retroactive.
Who are they trying to get Halladay on the 15-day retroactive to the 28th?
Well, when you're talking about he's shut down totally for 3 weeks. And then he is shut down. And then after that, he'll have 3 weeks to get himself back in. If he's back in 6 weeks, that's less than 60 days. You can't put him on another list.
So you have to continually put him on a 15-day.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why you have to do it.
And then, let's see, DeFreitas went from the 15 to the 60.
Yeah.
Nix is on the 15. Let's see. Tommy's on the 15.
Yeah, that's no loss.
Again.
I mean, really. I mean, to him, that's called Social Security. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So what is your favorite sports movie? We've now heard Caddyshack. We have heard... Field of Dreams, League of Their Own.
Hoosiers,
we heard.
Let's see, Rudy, Major League, The Natural.
Yes, we have not heard yet remember the Titans.
I could put that one on. That would be on a top 10. I don't know if I put that on my top 5, but I would have that on my list.
So what about the crowd out there? 1-800-795-9565. What's your favorite sports movie of all time? One where you have the remote control, you're trolling around, and all of a sudden, whoa, yes, I want to watch that.
Eight Men Out? Yeah,
right.
I've done that a few times. I mean, I've seen that movie a lot, but you were talking about an example of going through, and then when you flip through and see it, you watch it. That's one of those movies that I will watch just because it's on.
Right, you're trolling through. Now, Sarah gave her opinion. Of course, she had to under the guise of the news. Kevin won't let her on the show. Of Field of Dreams and A League of Their Own. That's what she likes. Two excellent choices. So what about you out there? You are even a casual fan, or if you're an intense sports fan, you're flipping around, you're saying, I have to see that movie when it's on. You're surprised. Suddenly out of nowhere, this movie is on TBS. Suddenly out of nowhere, this movie is on TNT. Kevin, by the way, listed a series of Lifetime Movie Network movies, and I'm sorry. You know.
I don't remember doing that. By the way,
I thought to myself that was sad.
What? There's a movie that pops up on some lists. Now, we'll talk about the list a little bit later on, but some of these lists of best sports movies, Bend It Like Beckham. I have never heard of this movie before.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard of it.
Okay. I mean, Keira Knightley was in it. That's probably the only name that I would recognize when you go to IMDb and find out about it.
Right. I understand.
However, it does look intriguing because it's about women's football. So that intrigues me a little bit.
And by the way, also Miracle was mentioned.
Kurt Russell was just amazing.
The 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team. Kurt Russell was outstanding at that, playing Herb Brooks. Our number 1-800-795-9565. So what is your favorite sports movie? That's what we'd like to know today. Have a little fun here on the show. We've already talked to Guy Gadowski, Penn State men's ice hockey. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Your favorite sports movie. We've had a lot of great nominations so far. Do you want to say yes to the ones we've talked about, or do you want to add another one to the group? We'd like to know. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, to jump in and tell us what your favorite sports movie is. Jason in Beaver Springs, you are next. Hi, Jace, how are you?
Hey, I'm just fine. Glad to be able to actually get a half an hour off of work and listen to you guys for a brief moment. One of my top movies, I wouldn't say it's my number one, but it's a sports movie technically, and I just wanted to know what you guys felt about it, what your take on it was. I like the movie Bend It Like Beckham.
We just talked about that movie. I'd never heard of that. Never heard of that movie. Tell me a little bit about it.
Jason, okay. He's in a shell. Tell him.
It is a soccer movie, but it's not your traditional sports movie. It deals more with the fact it's about a young Indian girl living in London. She is trying to break out of the shell that her parents have created for her, very traditional Indian, upbringing within London. She's playing soccer, and she is a girl playing soccer, and it's a lot of, not so much how good she is. In fact, she's very good at it, but, you know, you get what I'm getting at. It's more along the lines of her trying to, you know, grow up as a young lady and trying to find her way in Western culture.
And trying to find her way socially at the same time.
Yes.
Interesting. I may have to check that one out. I had never heard of that one until I saw it pop up on a list. So it was funny you mentioned it there, too.
Well, I hope you like it when you get a chance to see it.
Steve's favorite is Fever Pitch.
About the nut. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon is a nut. About the Red Sox. Jason, you have to remember that Kevin thinks that Animal House was nominated for an Academy Award. So
it should have been. I was wearing my favorite college shirt the other day, and one person knew what it was.
You know where they filmed Animal House?
No,
University
I do not.
University of Oregon in Eugene. They were the only university that would take the move. They tried to go to as many university towns as possible. They wouldn't take them. And finally, the city of Eugene or the town of Eugene said, all right, fine, go ahead, do it. Just like Caddyshack. Caddyshack, they could not get a country club to take the movie.
I can
the
understand that.
The scene where they blow up everything is on a plot of land near a country club. And I guess they did it on a day where there was nothing scheduled at the country club, so they wouldn't rattle them.
Yeah, it's hard to accommodate Hollywood sometimes. I could see that.
It is. And also, Kevin won the Gopher nominated for Supporting Actor.
Should have been. He was funnier than most of the movie, too.
Well, gentlemen, so, have a good day. Thank you.
Jason,
my call.
Bend It Like Beckham is in there because of you. Thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you.
1-800-795-9565. What is your favorite sports movie? You're flipping around, and you also go, whoa. You know what? Got to watch that. Have to carve out a little time. You can even pick up the movie midway through, and because you've seen it a couple of times, because it's one of your favorites, you'll pick it up in the middle and you can run with it.
It's funny. Steve still yells out, no, ma, every time he watches his favorite pitch.
No, ma. Well, you know, they had to redo the end of Fever Pitch.
What was the story? I have heard this, but I don't recall the story behind
it. The story is Jimmy Fallon is a teacher in the Boston area. He falls in love with Drew Barrymore. Okay, fine. And everything's going along fine because they start the romance, I think, in the wintertime. Well, then all of a sudden, the Red Sox season tickets arrive, and oh, his obsession comes out. We'll get to more of this in a moment. I'll tell you more about this in a moment. We go to Ken in Milton next at 1-800-795-9565. Hiya, Ken. How's life in the Ken world today?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, so we'll just get past that.
Okay, fine. That's fine, Ken, fine.
No, trust me. It's family radio. Anyway,
I got you, buddy.
Being a huge high school football fan and everything, I can actually pick out three, and I'll let anybody else who wants to roll with them. First of all, going back to when Tom Cruise was really young,
all the right moves.
I think it was, and again, I don't know this for sure, but I think
Craig T. Nelson was the coach.
Yes, I think it was fictionally based, or they got some of the information from Aliquippa High School out west.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They did. It was filmed at Point Stadium in Johnstown.
Yes, okay. I do remember one inaccuracy, though, and again, it was a movie. It's Hollywood. I remember them showing a trophy case with a state championship football, I believe, dated 1972 or something like that, which was funny because Pennsylvania didn't have a PIAA state playoffs back then. So
they did not. But you know what, Ken? They did have polls back then. And in 1973, State College won the state championship with Matt Sui.
Okay, then that might very well be where that came from. Right.
So they were polls, actually. So that's Leah Thompson played the girlfriend.
Oh, I so had a thing for her in that movie too. Years after that.
Ken,
I admit Ken, it. All right,
Ken continues.
I think I better. Of course, you mentioned Remember the Titans, which was a great, great movie. As much socially based as it was athletically speaking. But I think probably my favorite to sit down and watch was Billy Bob Thornton in Friday Night Lights. And I just love that whole stigma of Texas high school football and how an entire town would shut down and they have stadiums that seat 20,000 people. I thought that was a great movie. And you know, ever since Bad Santa, he's been my favorite actor. So I'll let you guys go. Have a good afternoon, fellas.
Ken, Tony Hunt, the Penn State running back, was a graduate of T.C. Williams High School in Virginia.
Oh, in Virginia from Remember the Titans? No kidding. I didn't realize that.
And he said to me, he says, I'm so sick of that movie. Everybody tells me about it all the time.
Well, I got a feeling he didn't play for Denzel either. So
he didn't play for Denzel. But Herman Boone is a very, very good friend of Larry Johnson's. Herman Boone and Larry Johnson are very good friends. In fact, Herman Boone spoke here, I want to say a year and a half ago, as part of the Distinguished Speaker Series at Penn State. He came up here to talk.
Well, we just, I tell you what, as Penn State fans, we got our hands in everything. I love it.
It seems like it.
Take care, gentlemen.
Ken, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. What is your favorite sports movie? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of your calls on WKOK.
Sunbury Motor Company, a tradition of trust since 1915. We have the largest selection of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, and Kias anywhere. You want a new Ford? You got it. A 2012 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, just $232 per month. And it gets 38 miles per gallon. And if you really want to save mileage money, come get a new 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with 40 miles per gallon on the highway for just $292 a month. Swing on over to Sunbury Motors Kia and try on a new 2012 Kia Forte four-door sedan for just $18,230. And when it comes to used cars, well, just head over to sunburymotors.com and search our huge selection of pre-owned vehicles where you can use our black book and take the guesswork out of trading in your old car. We give you easy access to the most up-to-date internet car buying tools. There's a reason we're number one. So come check us out today at Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, located at 943 North 4th Street in the Auto Plaza, or Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or go to sunburymotors.com.
Numbers 1-800-795-9565. We are discussing what is your favorite sports movie. You get the remote control, you're flipping around and go, whoa, there's I am going to watch this for a little while. We are getting a lot of great answers. We go to TG in Northumberland. Hi, TG. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. It's great to have you on the show.
Good. Hey, I just turned it on, and Rudy was one of my favorites.
Rudy. Okay. Well, yeah. as I was talking in the opening segment of the show, I said that the scene where they show the family in the crowd and so forth when they finally go to a game and he gets to play, those scenes were shot at the Penn State-Notre Dame game in 1992.
I didn't know that. That's great. That's great. It's the type of ball player I expect to try to give his all to go to Penn State.
Go ahead. Go ahead, TJ. We're listening.
No, I just... Like I said, that was my favorite, and just thought I'd give my 2 cents.
I'm glad you gave your 2 cents. You've added to the conversation, my friend. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day, TG. TG in Northumberland saying Rudy. Yes, the scenes in Rudy. In fact, there's a scene where you actually do see the Penn State Blue Band in there. It's one of the pregame establishing shots before the game they played, you know, allegedly against Georgia Tech. Yeah, 1-800-795-9565. What is your favorite sports movie? Have not heard yet. Slapshot, speaking of Johnstown.
That one surprised me, too. I thought we'd hear that one as well. That's a classic movie right there. There's a lot of great lines in that, and you very rarely see it on TV anymore because they have to edit too much for television.
The Carlsons, the Hanson brothers. But the Carlsons were actual WHA hockey players. They played for the Minnesota Fighting Saints. And they had a rivalry with a guy named Nick Fatio of the New England Whalers. He'd take them all on. And the Minnesota Fighting Saints, led by the Carlsons, were exactly that. They were a team named the Saints that fought.
when they're in the locker room, what is it, putting on the tape? Is that what are you guys doing? We're putting on the tape.
Yeah.
Just like a boxer would.
Paul Newman, of all people. Paul Newman. How about that?
They did a sequel to that movie not too many years afterwards, and it was one of those that should never have been made.
Right. Well, but we haven't mentioned, for example, and is this a sports movie? The Hustler. Paul Newman. Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason playing essentially the role of Minnesota Fats.
And then the follow-up to that movie,
yes,
Color of
Tom
Money.
Tom Cruise, Color of Money, which Paul Newman won the Academy Award for.
Both of which I would consider a sports movie. As a matter of fact, on the list that we were discussing that I'll mention earlier, that Color of Money does hit the list.
Hustler, of course, would be in black and white. But Jackie Gleason, and Gleason did his own shooting in there. That was when you watch them shoot pool, that's Gleason shooting pool. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. What is your favorite sports movie? We have so many great answers today. Audience has been throwing them at us left and right with some great stuff. Let's find out what's next. Brad and Nori. Hiya, Brad. Thanks for adding to the conversation.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? My first favorite sports movie, I'm not quite sure if it, well, it's got to be, but it's Gladiator. I used to watch that growing up before my events, and I love Friday Night Lights also.
Friday Night Lights and Gladiator. That's an Academy Award for Russell Crowe. See, what they needed was an announcer in that movie. Welcome to the Coliseum, everybody. Good afternoon. Great to have you with us. It's a big one today as Maximus Decimus Meridius enters the ring.
Yeah, I just watched that before all my events growing up, and yeah, it really got me going.
Yeah, the music's great in it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brad, thanks so much. Thanks for adding.
Hey, Friday Night Lights. Have a great day.
Friday Night Lights and Gladiator. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Another half hour great conversation to go. Sarah Bartlett, by the way, said A League of Their Own and Field of Dreams. She's coming up next with the news here at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue at 1-800-795-9565 on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
1-800-795-9565. Sarah Bartlett says her all-time favorite sports movie is... It's one of two. It's either Field of Dreams or A League of Their Own. I mentioned The Natural. Kevin says it's some Lifetime Movie Network deal.
I did not.
I get confused. White Sox won today over Tampa Bay 4-3. Minnesota beat Oakland 4-0. Kansas City down Cleveland 6-3. In progress, the Padres lead the Cubs 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yankees and Angels tonight. That is the ESPN2 game tonight. Yankees are 3-7 their last 10. And the Phillies, of course, will play at Citi Field against the Mets tonight. Pirates will take on Cincinnati. Venus Williams lost today at the French Open, but she's unseeded and lost to the third seed. She's supposed to lose.
No more Williams sisters grunting in Roland Garros this year.
No, not happening. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. What is your favorite sports movie? You are sitting there. You have the remote control. You have peace and quiet around you. And you're flipping through, doing the guy thing with the remote. I was like, wait a minute, whoa. And you can pick up the movie halfway through, and you know everything that's gone on to that point, and you can pick it up, and you love that movie. What movie is that? What sports movie is it?
Ryan sends us an email at stevejones@wkok.com, says Tin Cup.
Tin Cup, Kevin Costner, who's been in many a sport movie. Sports movie. We've already had, you know, you've mentioned Bull Durham. Of course, he was, we were just talking about playing the role of Billy Chappell when he throws the perfect game for Detroit with Vince Scully announcing.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game. And the producers of the movie went to Vince Scully and they said, here's the tape, announce the game. He said, well, what about a script? They said, no, just announce the game. You don't need the script.
He has that great line in there talking about Yankee Stadium being a cathedral, and now it's a chapel. I love that line.
We go to State College. Hiya, Dan. Welcome. Great to have you on the show from State College at 1-800-795-9565.
Good to be here, Steve. I'm listening to your discussion of sports movies, and I haven't heard any comment about, I guess I'll say, a little-known movie out there called The Rookie, about a Texas high school baseball coach who's challenged by his own team to try out for the major leagues. And if I remember correctly, he played a couple of years with Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay and with the Dodgers, as a matter of fact. Jim, what the heck was his last name?
I was just thinking it, too.
But Dennis Quaid played the part in the movie.
Right.
And he works his way through the minors. In fact, he actually has a stint at Durham at one point.
That's right.
It's called, the movie's called The Rookie.
Yeah, I just think it's a great movie, but not too many people know about it.
Yeah, Jimmy Morris.
Yeah, Jim Morris. And he was a relief pitcher, yep. And he goes out to the road where they have one of those signs that calculate miles per hour.
Right.
And he throws the pitch, and he thinks it says 76. And he didn't realize he goes to pick up the ball that it malfunctioned. It was actually 96.
96. Yep. It's just a real good story about baseball and a true story about baseball.
It is a true story about baseball, and he made it. Jim Morris made it to Tampa
right.
Bay. In fact, he goes back down, and if I recall in the movie, the first place he goes when he's called up is to Texas, to Arlington.
That's correct.
And he leaves a ticket for his father, and his father shows up, and he gives his father the game ball because he came in on three pitches, and he struck out Royce Clayton.
That's right. That's the movie. You got it.
Yep. Strikes out Royce Clayton. It's actually Royce Clayton that plays the part. And he gives his father the ball, and his father walks away. He says, "This is one I'm always going to keep." And he flips the ball in the air and catches it and walks away.
Yeah, well, the subplot to the movie have been all about the conflict he and his father had had since childhood. And then his father shows up at that game. So, very good movie.
Very good movie indeed. I know I enjoyed it very much. It was a great story, and as you said, Dan, a true story.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you, guys.
Dan, thank you. You added a lot to the conversation. Appreciate it. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. That was a very good movie, and Dennis Quaid was very good in that movie.
Wasn't there a situation? He was the high school teacher, a chemistry teacher, and a coach of the baseball team. Mm-hmm. And then he made the deal that if they made the play, or if they won the championship, not made the playoffs, they had to win the championship. And this was a team who had a losing record at the time. He'd go to a professional tryout. And of course, you know, that's what happens. But I remember they were trying to make grass grow in the field. And there was an animal eating the grass seed every time they'd seed the field or something like that. That's what
exactly.
I always liked. That's part of the story.
Exactly. That's it was fabulous. And then his son, talking to his son on the phone, and tells him how daddy's going to be in the major leagues with the Texas Rangers, with the Tampa Bay Devil. At that time, they were the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, not the Tampa Bay Rays. They were the Tampa Bay Devil Rays back then. And his son says, "What's a Devil Ray?" Well, he found out soon enough, and Jimmy Morris went out. Wore number 61, if I recall. We're number 61. Then he finished out his career with the Dodgers. Next up at 1-800-795-9565 is Vincent. Hi, Vincent. Great to have you in the conversation today.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
So what's your favorite sports movie, Vincent?
Sandlot.
Sandlot.
Good
that's
choice.
That's a great one. I like that. Do you have a favorite scene in Sandlot that you really like?
What?
Is there a favorite scene from the movie Sandlot that you really like?
I like all of it.
All of it. Well, we'll put you down for Sandlot then, Vincent. Okay? That's one we hadn't even talked about. You're ahead of the curve as always. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Vincent calling us today. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. You're sitting there, whether it's an evening or a weekend, and you're scrolling through and suddenly a sports movie comes up. And you say, "Oh, that's my favorite sports movie of all time." Which one is that? I'd like to find out which one that is for me. We're getting a lot of great answers today. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Sarah Bartlett has already offered up Field of Dreams and A League of Their Own. I offered up The Natural. Oh, you were talking about Fever Pitch earlier, and I told you I had to change it.
Yeah.
Fever Pitch, Jimmy Fallon plays a Boston teacher. I think Drew Barrymore is in advertising or something like that. She works in an office in downtown. Whatever, the two of them get together, they start a romance, and guess what? Everything is normal in the romance, and then suddenly season tickets arrive in March, and he and four buddies have season tickets. And these are season tickets. When he was a kid and was down and out, his grandfather gave him those tickets. Okay? When he was down and out, his grandfather got the season tickets for him. So now, but he's crazed. And the Red Sox, of course, lose every year. You know, they always tantalize the fans. The old saying that we always had in New England was, when the leaves fall, so do the Red Sox. That was always our saying. Well, they filmed this doggone thing in 2004. And of course, they almost break up over it. And then she finally runs back to him and she's at Fenway and runs across the field, whatever causes the scene. Well, the movie, the way it ends originally is the Red Sox break his heart again. But guess what? He's fine. He has Drew Barrymore now. That was the original ending. Except the Red Sox messed them up and won the World Series. The Red Sox come back, beat the Yankees. The crew gets back together. They fly Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon to St. Louis, and they are on the field at the clinching game. And they shoot the scene.
Wow, that I did not know. I just thought maybe they left it open until the season ended to figure out what happened.
Wow. They had shot a different ending, and then the Red Sox won, and they went, well, that's it. And they take them, and they bring them to St. Louis, to Old Busch Stadium, and on the field, they film the final scene. That's legit them on the field when they win. Mike in Winfield, thanks so much. Great to have you hear from you again. Mike, hi.
Hi there. The Blind Side.
The Blind Side. Sandra Bullock won her Academy Award for her role. What?
I said it's a great storyline.
Oh, I thought you said bad storyline.
No. Great
storyline. Now, Jonathan Orr says he knew a lot more about football. That's the only part of the movie that he's uncomfortable with. He says, I knew more about football than that. So The Blind Side, Mike.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I know it's a recent movie, but I thought it had a great storyline and great acting in it.
No question. You know, and Tim McGraw is very good in that. One of my favorite scenes in that movie is when Nick Saban comes in to recruit.
I know what you're talking about.
Right? And they're standing there, and she basically says, he is one gorgeous man. I'm standing here, Luann. I'm standing here.
I know.
I know you are. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a great one.
You too. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Standing right here, Leanne. I'm standing right here.
You know, there's a line in Fever Pitch that I have to admit that I did like, and my wife has used it many times over the years. You know, I said, you know, we go down to spring training every year. You know, we analyze the players, you know, figure out who's going to make the club. And the club listens to you?
No.
Well, not really, but
no, not really. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. What's your favorite sports movie of all time? You sit there, you go through, we just heard The Blind Side. I don't care if it was recent or from long ago. Right? We've gone from The Hustler to The Blind Side. I mean, we've just encompassed, 60 years? 60 years of film in some of these answers? A lot of great sports movies out there. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Now, a movie that is not a sports movie, but actually there's a little Penn State in it, is Groundhog Day.
There's a little Penn State. I've seen that many times. And, of course, you see it a lot during the movie, but I don't remember Penn State.
He goes into a bar, and then the background's a Penn State basketball game. And you want to know why I know that?
Because you were calling it when they were filming it.
No, because they called me to get them the tape to use it.
Now, see, I did not notice that subtlety in that movie.
So I had to send it to them. I work at WPSU Channel 3. And we had it, and they wanted to put it on the bar in the background because it couldn't be football. It was February. It had to be basketball. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. What is your favorite sports movie? You are in charge of the remote control this afternoon. And as you sit there this afternoon, I don't care whether in your car, at work, or you're at home right now, and you have control of that remote control, and you're flipping through with that remote control as we speak at this moment. I was like, whoa, hey, there's one. you know what, I'm going to settle in for the next hour and watch the rest of that because that's my favorite sports movie. What is it? We've had a wide variety of answers today. Great answers. Okay? Love to hear what yours is. I mentioned The Natural. Sarah mentioned Field of Dreams and A League of Their Own. And Kevin mentioned Talladega Nights. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. More of your calls as we work down the home stretch after this on WKOK.
Nick Saban, nice to meet you.
I find him extremely handsome.
Yeah, I'm right here, Leanne.
Right here, Leanne. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to the road where Frank's on a cell phone. Hi, Frank. How are you today? Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing really good. Yeah, I'm driving through, and I was listening on, and I'm thinking of a movie back in the 80s. Remember a good high school football movie with Tom Cruise, All the Right Moves?
All the Right Moves, filmed at Point Stadium in Johnstown, Amp Pipe High School.
That's right. That was a pretty good movie. I like that one. That was a good one from back in the day, right?
Craig T. Nelson was the coach. Leah Thompson played the cheerleader. Or no, she played in the band,
she was
I guess.
In the band,
it was the
yeah.
girlfriend, yeah.
Trust me, I remember all that.
Yeah, that was a good movie. How about in college football? One of my favorites was Rudy, man. That was a great movie.
And we talked about Rudy earlier, how the scenes actually were shot around the 1992 Penn State game.
Yeah, absolutely. That movie, I'll tell you, at the end of that movie, it makes you want to cry. You know, it was a great movie.
I'm right with you, Frank, on that one. I tear up on that one, too.
And one last one. You know, I was watching cable over the weekend, and it's a little different in sports, but, you know, going back to Tom Cruise again, Jerry Maguire, anyone mention that one? That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire is a great one. It's, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Show me the money.
Right.
Jerry Maguire, his ambassador, Kwan.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great listening to you guys, by the way.
Appreciate that very much, Frank. Appreciate that. Be safe out there. Our number 1-800-795-9565, also on a mobile, is Dave on the road. Hi, Dave. Thanks for waiting.
Hey. Yeah, how you doing?
Great, Dave. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm listening, and these old sports movies, I was just wondering, I don't know if you mentioned it or not by the time I turned the radio on, how about one of the greats, Brian Song?
Brian Song, Billy Dee Williams, James Caan.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes in that one is where James Caan looks at Billy Dee Williams, and he says, now remember, stay on Hallis's left side. He's deaf in one ear. And he keeps trying to stay on his left side, stay on his left. He says, look, Sarris, I know you got a lot of great moves. You don't have to show me here in the office.
Yeah, one of the greatest, I think, that I ever watched.
Oh, it's a tearjerker. I mean, it's true, and it's a tearjerker.
Yes, yes. Okay, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Oh, Dave, thanks for adding to it. Appreciate that. A lot of people don't realize, by the way, that Brian Piccolo, when he was at Wake Forest, did lead the nation in rushing his senior year. And here's one for you.
Okay.
Secretariat. Diane Lane, but Dick Girardi, my broadcast partner for Penn State basketball, is in the movie. It was filmed at Keeneland. It is supposed to be before the Belmont Stakes in New York. And Dick asks the question. He basically looks at Sham's trainer and says, look, he says, what makes you basically think you can beat Secretariat? And that's where Sham's trainer, and Dick says in real life, you know, the guy, he was not like this. He says he's one of the nicest guys he's ever met. But, you know, for a character, they had to do a character. And believe me, I know the line leading in, and I know the line leading out, because Dick, of course, gets on the phone with me. He says, look, read these lines to me.
Really? You were his coach
yes,
and help?
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm picturing you reading a line like that.
No, I was trying to help him out. He calls me up. He says, you won't believe this. I got a chance to do a movie. Right? Well, they fly him down there because they wanted real reporters to ask questions. He's wearing this orange tie, and I still kid him about the orange tie to this day. And he's in the movie. He delivers the line. He says, hey, look. He says, Sham ran the second fastest Kentucky Derby in history. Sham ran the second fastest Preakness in history. And then Diane Lane delivers the line, and she says, that's right. He ran the second fastest each time. And, you know, and he gets up and leaves. But Dick has a line in the movie, and he had 13 words. And he told me they filmed it 8 times straight on with him, and he was perfect all 8 times. The guy that plays the trainer of Sham, he says he's not a, he says he's not a horse racing guy. He said so he said he struggled with some of the jargon. So he fouled up 4 of the scenes, and I guess after one of them he walked out because he had to, you know, get his wits about him. And then they shot the scene 8 times over Dick's shoulder then toward them. So that, you know, they filmed it at Keeneland, just outside the airport at It's a beautiful, beautiful. Keeneland's a beautiful, beautiful tract of land. And it's supposed to be at Belmont. But yeah, Secretariat.
Well, here are your top 25 best sports movies, according to a national poll taken recently. I'll go to the bottom. Bend It Like Beckham was 25. Mm-hmm. Searching for Bobby Fischer did not make our list, but on this one. Cobb, yes. There's another one that wasn't mentioned. Mm-hmm. Finding Forrester. Ali. The Color of Money. The Hurricane.
Reuben Hurricane Carter.
Right. Chariots of Fire. 61, that's the Billy Crystal movie for HBO.
Saw it. That's the Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle movie. Yep. It's very good.
Tin Cup, Eight Men Out, The Rookie, League of Their Own, Seabiscuit, White Men Can't Jump. I have no idea how that made the top 11, to be honest with you. The top 10, Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, nobody mentioned Raging Bull.
No, I noticed that, too. I was
Academy
surprised about
Award,
that.
For Robert De Niro.
Let's see. Jerry Maguire, Remember the Titans, Bull Durham, The Natural, and the top 5, Major League, Rudy, Field of Dreams, Caddyshack, and the number 1 was Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Best line in the entire movie is when he measures the distance from the foul line to the basket and then the height of the basket. I think that you'll find that that's the same as in our gym.
Ah, yes, the same height. Rich, by the way, on Facebook, Vision Quest.
Got a couple of mentions there. Vision Quest, yep.
Yep. Rich on Facebook just sent it to me. Vision Quest. We had a blast today. Our thanks, by the way, to Guy Godowski for joining us on the show to talk about the Penn State men's ice hockey schedule, and to all of you. We want to thank you for all the calls today, all the great movies you talked about, and added so much to the conversation and also to the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk about concussions and shut helmets on WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.